ஹரி ஓம் தத்சத் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நம. ஹரி ஓம். ஓம் யஸ்சந்தஸாம் ரிஷபோ விஸ்வரூபஹ சந்தோப்யோத்யம்ருதாத் சம்பபூவ சமேந்திரோ மே. சூத்ர பாஷ்ய க்ருதௌ வந்தே பகவந்தௌ புனஃப் புனஃ. ஓம் ஹரி ஓம் தத்சத் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நம. ஹரி ஓம். ஓம் ஆப்யாயந்து மமாங்கானி வாக் ப்ராணச்சக்ஷு ஸ்ரோத்ரமதோ பலமிந்த்ரியாணி ச சர்வாணி சர்வம் ப்ரஹ்ம உபநிஷதம் மாஹம் ப்ரஹ்ம நிராகுர்யாம் மாமா ப்ரஹ்ம நிராகரோத் அநிராகரணமஸ்த்வ நிராகரணம் மே அஸ்து. ததாத்மனி நிரதேய உபநிஷத்ஸு தர்மாஸ்தே மயி சந்தோ தே மயி சந்தோ. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. So we are seeing the commentary of Adi Shankara Bhagavad Pada on the second verse. For the questions the student asked, what is that which activates or because of which this inert elemental body mind sense complex function? The teacher gave the answer, Shrotrasya Shrotram, and so on. There the student first asked, your answer, Shrotrasya Shrotram, is not clear answer. He addresses the teacher, not very clear answer. You have to define what is that, define that particular thing that I want to know, because of which this material complex functions. And the teacher gave an answer. It is not possible to define that vastu, the self, the atma, which is behind this senses and the material body mind complex. Why? Because anything which is describable, which can be described, anything which is definable, which can be defined, should have what now? Shabda pravritti nimittani. Shabda pravritti nimittani means what now? It should have which, that means an object which should be described, should have at five or any one of the five factors. What are they? Jati, Gunaha, Kriya, Sambandaha, Rudhi. Remember those five aspects. But before he gave his answer, the first, when the student asked, you are not defining exactly what that vastu is. You have to define how, this is how that vastu is. This is how atma is. So that conscious principle, this is how it is. No, evam visishtaha. This is how atma looks. This is how atma is. You should define. Like what? Like when you say, this is how this person looks. Who is the person who is walking on the road? If you say, oh, the person who is walking on the road looks like this. You have to define, you know, you have to talk about the feature, the distinctive features of the person. Then I can understand the person who is walking, isn't it? Similarly, when I say, what is that conscious principle because of which this inert body mind complex functions, when I ask, you should tell me the distinctive features so that I can understand easily. But you are not giving me, presenting any distinctive features which define the Atma. Then this teacher gave the answer. This is the first question he asked. Then the teacher said, no, Atma has no distinctive features because Atma is Nirgunaha. And second thing, if Atma is something which has its own activities of its own, like, you know, apart from activating the sense organs, mind, or the entire sukshma shariram, and thereby the physical gross shariram also, if Atma has some other activities of its own also, then I can present the distinctive features of the Atma. Like what? If Atma has its own activities apart from the activation of a direction of mind, sense organs, etc., then I can point out this is what Atma is, these are the distinctive features of the Atma. Like what? Like the Dhatru Prayokta. Like the one who makes use of the Dhatram, the sickle, and who is called Lavita. The Lavita, the person who is involved in the harvesting job, and he is the one who makes use of the sickle to cut the, to harvest the agricultural products. And that person who's operating the sickle sometimes leaves the sickle away, stops his harvesting job, and goes for his own something else, some other activities. If he goes for a cup of tea or if he goes for something else, then I can say, who is the operator of the sickle? Dhatram, Lavita. This, who is this Lavita, isn't it? That Lavita, the operator of the sickle, Dhatram, Dhatru Prayokta, is different from the Dhatram. Is it different from the Dhatram? Dhatru Prayokta, Dhatram is different. Dhatru Prayokta is different. And Dhatru Prayokta, what does he do? He can lead the Dhatram away. He can lead that job of cutting the agricultural products. He can go for some other activity. Then the one who is drinking the tea now, holding the cup, drinking the tea, talking to other person, he is the one who this is the make the is the one who is making use of this Dhatram. He is the one who operates this Dhatram. Why this Dhatru Prayokta? This is Dhatru Prayokta, the Lavita. Lavita means who? The one who harvests the agricultural products. The one who cuts. That means he has his own activity also. He also operates this. He is involved in two jobs. First, he is the one who is operating and he goes for his own work also. Then if Atma also has such activities of its own, apart from operating the mind, body, mind, complex, sense organs, etc., then it is easy for me to point out the Atma with distinctive features, to define Atma with distinctive features. But Atma is not like that. And second thing, this, now when I point out the Lavita, Dhatru Prayokta, then the operator of the sickle, then I can describe him. Why? He has any of the five features this object should have. What are they? Jatihi, gunaha, kriya, rudihi, sambandaha. The person who is operating this is a man, or male or female person. You can say the jati. And you can say gunaha, how he's tall or short or dark, like that, gunaha. Kriya. Now look at, he is involved in the act of drinking the tea. Or now he's sitting and talking to other person. Like kriya. Isn't it? Such something, not all the five need not be there. At least any of the five or all the five features. No? If the person, the object has, then that object can be described. It's okay. So, two things here. Atma is not like, not away from the sense organs. Atma is not away from the sukshma aspects. Like how, answer, body maintenance complex. Like the Lavita, who is away from the sickle. One point. Second thing, this Lavita is involved in his own activities of drinking tea or talking or something. Like Atma is not involved in any other activities. Apart from operating sense organ, this, apart from directing or activating this body mind complex. Because of these two reasons, Atma cannot be defined, okay, distinctively, with distinctive features. So my answer is correct. This is how I can give the answer. This is how I can show that vastu, the conscious principle behind this, because of which body mind complex functions. Is it clear? These are two points I made. Thereafter, and that is where we stopped last time. No? Okay. Thereafter, again, the student asks the question. Okay. Therefore, my answer is correct. Anurupameva prativachanam. That's where we stopped last class. Anurupameva prativachanam. My answer is correct. So we'll go to the next love. Now. I'll tell you where it is. One more thing here I want to tell you. The third point I want to tell you. This Atma, you know, Atma is the conscious principle, and the inert thing, anything inert, is always for the benefit of, for the usefulness of the conscious being. Like what? The house, the one who lives in the house, the owner of the house is for the one who lives in the house. For whose purpose, what is? Is the person living in the house for the sake of the house, or the house is for the sake of the person who lives in the house? Isn't it? Therefore, house is for the purpose of, for the sake of this person who lives in the house. He is not living in the house for the sake of the house. Prayojana, kasya prayojanartham. Grihasya prayojanartham va, uta grihaswaminaha prayojanartham va. Listen now. Whose prayojanartham, for whose use, what is? The house is for the resident's use. The resident is not for the house's use, isn't it? For the sake of the house. Similarly, the inert body mind complex is for the benefit of the conscious being, but conscious being is not for the benefit of the inert thing. So car also is for the one who drives the car, isn't it? The driver is not for the sake of the car. This is also another point he made. Therefore, what does it happen now? He says one more important point, the third point I made. The fourth point I want to tell you is, but we cannot say the conscious principle, the something which is different from the body-mind complex is not there also. You cannot say, apart from body-mind complex, something else is there, a conscious principle is there, is very clear. What is the conscious principle, we do not know. How do we say it is very clear? Because all these things are functioning. The very fact, the body, physical body is active, okay, and physical body cannot be active, cannot be active if there is no conscious principle. How it is active? Because it is innate by itself, we know its gunam. What is the body? Because body, again I am going to tell you all these things, no? The five features again. The body is drishyam, physical body is drishyam. Drishya means what? It is an object of knowledge. Drishyatvat. And this is elemental, bhautikam, bhautikatvat. It is an object, it is elemental, bhautikat. Drishyam, drishyatvat, bhautikatvat. And it has gunas also, sagunatvat. It is fat, or tall, short, etc. Sagunatvat, sagunatvam. It is sagunam. So, deha sagunaha, okay, is bhautikaha, it is drishyaha, okay, the body is drishyaha, body is bhautikaha, body is sagunaha. And also what now, savikaraha, subject to all modifications also, changes, undergo sort of changes. Then, agama apayi, it comes and goes also. Okay, these are the five features we have to remember always. Anything, any object which has these five features, okay, is also what definitely it is. You can understand. It is body. These are all the features of the body mind's complex. Five. Not only there is one more thing Shankara adds here, apart from these five he doesn't mention. What the main thing is samhatatvam. Samhatatvam. Samhatatvam means what? Samhata means anything which is put together is called samhatam. So anything which is a composite entity, isn't it? It is a part of a composition, an integral part of something. Isn't it called? Many in parts together constitute one thing. It's called samhatam. Like physical body is a samhat. It has samhatatvam. Because many parts put together is physical body. The same way, these six, we have to apply to all the sukshma also. The sukshma shariram also has what now? Sukshma shariram also is, it is bhautikam, it is also elemental. It's also sagunam. It also has gunas. It is also savikaram. Subject to change, modifications. So this sukshma also has all these five features, no? Savikaratvam, sagunatvam, bhautikatvam, agama apayitvam, and first one I told you, drishyatvam. Yes, samhatatvam. I'm coming to the point. Samhatatvam. It is also what every... It's also composite of many aspects, isn't it? Sukshma also, therefore, samhatatvam. We are going to see later on the Karna Shariram also. Now we understand this much is enough today. This point. Therefore, but what is Atma? Atma is not Drishyam. Atma is not any... Atma doesn't have any of these features. And Atma is not samhatam also. Atma is not a composite entity. Atma is not any of the integral parts of, you know, integral part of any composition. Is it clear? Therefore, Atma is asamhataha. Asamhataha means what here? Atma is not a part of the body. Atma is not the product of the body. Atma is not even the property of the body. And remember, not a part, not a product, not a property of the body. So also Atma is not a part, product, property of even the sukshma shariram. But Atma is not at all a composite entity. You know, Atma is completely different. How do we say that? Because all these sukshma and sthula, they're all inert in nature. Jadattum also. Jadattum. They're also of what? No. They're of the nature of inert. Bhautikatvat jadattum. Isn't it? Bhautikatvam when you say, they're all elemental when you say, that itself tells you what? They're all inert in nature. Therefore, because of their inertness, they cannot function on their own. But now, what is our experience? Isn't it? We have our knowledge. Anything inert does not, cannot function by itself. We know very point one. Second step is what? Body mansions complex. It is all inert because it is elemental. Inert, it is inert, but we see them being functional. They are all functional now. They are all active. You see, the eyes are seeing, ears are hearing, body is alive, and mind is thinking, pranas are happening. They are all functioning, functional. Therefore, an inert non-functional thing is now conscious functional thing. Means there is something different from other than this body mind is complex. Asti eva becomes very clear. That is what is said as what now? Shrotrasya shrotram is the first answer given by the teacher. Is it clear now? So with this we stopped last class. So we are going to the next class now. Therefore, kaf punaha atra padarthaha shrotrasya shrotram ityadehe. Okay, now the student is asking, okay, I can understand, your reply is correct reply, fine, but still your answer is not clear for me. The teacher gave his answer to say that his answer was correct, not wrong. His answer was proper. Anurupam eva mama prativachanam. But it doesn't mean that his answer would have cleared the student's doubt. The answer he gave was only to prove that his answer was correct. But not really, but that the answer doesn't mean it would have cleared the student's doubt. So now the student is again asking, your answer is correct. Okay, your answer is correct, but the answer you gave is correct. But maybe I could not understand your answer. So what he is saying now, kaha punaha atra padarthaha shrotrasya shrotram ityadehe. Okay, what is the meaning? What is the meaning of this shrotrasya shrotram etc.? What is the meaning of these words? Now we'll take only one thing. Shrotrasya shrotram. What is the conscious principle? What is itself? What is it? Atma, which is he knows all the words. Okay, the student knows there is Atma, the self, this which is distinct from the body, mind, and complex. He knows that Atma is a conscious principle because it must be capable of lending consciousness, sentiency to the body, mind, and complex. Isn't it? But what is it, Atma? What is that conscious principle? That is what is question. And the teacher is saying, shrotrasya shrotram. There are two words, shrotram. Shrotrasya shrotram means, first shrotrasya in possessive. I understand this sense organ of hearing. But another shrotram, we don't have 2 ears. Okay, 2 ears we have. We don't have 2 pairs of, isn't it, ears. And shrotram does not mean the Atma, isn't it? So does the shrotram also means Atma? What is the padasya artaha? What is the meaning of the word shrotram, second shrotram? Shrotrasya shrotram. What is the meaning of the word, meaning of the word shrotram, the second shrotram? So what is the meaning of the word manasaha manaha, second manaha? What is the meaning of the word vachaha, walk, isn't it? Vacham. Pranasya prana. What is the meaning of the second word? Sotrasya. That's the meaning he is asking. Then he says, Nahi atra. Shrotrasya. Shrotrantarena. Arthaha. Nahi atra. The student continues. Nahi atra. Shrotrasya. Shrotra antarena artaha. Shrotrasya. Shrotra antarena artaha. What is the use of? What is the artaha means prayojanam? What is the prayojanam of another shrotra? One more shrotram is used now. What is the use of another word? Why two words? What is it? What does that second word, what purpose does it serve? Shrotrantarena yatha prakashasya prakashantarena. Prakashasya prakashantarena. When you say prakashasya prakashaha, when you say prakashasya prakashaha, light of the light. Prakashasya prakashaha, if you say, it means light of the light. Okay, why do we need two lights? Okay, why should, in fact, I don't need to bring in some other light to illumine this light. So I don't need to say the two lights, isn't it? Similarly, two ears means, why do I need one more ear? What is the purpose? What purpose does the word ear, another ear, serve? What is the use of it? So maybe, teacher, your answer is very correct, but I am not sharp enough to understand your answer. Shrotra is shrotram. Now he became a little polite. There cannot be another word, isn't it? Prakashasya prakashantaraha nahi prakashantarena yatha. It's not useful. One light is not necessary. One more light is not necessary to know other light, isn't it? Similarly, one more is not necessary to know other ear. There is no... What is the use? Now the teacher says, Naisha doshaha. Okay, now the student wants to know what does the word shrotram mean other than the word shrotram means. Because the student knows, for him the word shrotram means only the ear. Ear of the ear means that doesn't really convey him the answer he wants. So now the teacher gives an answer. Now look at this. Na eshaha doshaha. Eshaha doshaha. No, there is no defect in my answer. My answer is not wrong. Listen. Ayam atra padarthaha. Here in this context, atra padarthaha, okay, I am padarthaha. This is the meaning of the word. Listen, padartha means what now? Meaning of the word. I am padartha means this is the meaning of the word. Which word? The second shrotra, isn't it? The second word. Shrotra says shrotra means this is the meaning of the word shrotram. Listen. Shrotram tavat. Sva vishaya. Vyanjana samartham. Drishtam. It is known well that shrotram tavat, the ear indeed, is what now? Sva vishaya vyanjana samartham. Sva vishaya, its own object. Svavishya means what now? Its own object. Vyanjanam means revealing. Vyanjanam means revealing. Samartham means capable. So ear is that the ear is capable of revealing its own object sound. Sound I'm adding, okay? Shrotram tavat sva vishaya vyanjana samartham. The ear is that which is capable of, it's an indriyam. The sense power is an indriyam. When you say shrotram, you're talking about the sense power now. The indriyam is capable of revealing its own object. Tatcha, now say no, tatcha, svavishaya, vyanjana samarthyam, shrotrasya. Okay. Listen here. Tattat cha and svavishaya vyanjana samarthyam. You have the two words here. You read the word samartham in the previous line. Now you are reading the second word, samarthyam. Okay. Samartham means capable of revealing. Samarthyam means what? Capability. Noun. Samarthyam. Samartham means an adjective, isn't it? The samartham, the sense organ is capable of revealing its own object. Sva vishaya vyanjana samartham. Shrotram samartham. Ear is capable. Samartham means is capable. Samartham means what? Is capable. Now, a man who can say, somebody will show and say, I am Purushaha Samarthaha. This person is capable. Esha Samartha. She is capable. Samarthaha. Samartham. Samartha means what now? Capable. Samarthaha Purushaha. Capable person. Samartha Stri. Capable woman. Samartham means it is capable. New to genus capable. That samartham. So here, capable of what? The ear is capable of what? Capable of vyanjanam, revealing. Vyanjanam means revealing. It's capable of revealing or bringing to light. Capable of revealing or bringing to light. Bringing to manifestation. Vyanjanam means, you have to understand these three words. Revealing, bringing into manifestation, bringing to light. So this here, vyanjana samartha means capable of revealing, capable of bringing to light, capable of bringing to manifestation. Which means lending existence. Okay, therefore, vyanjana samartham. It is capable of revealing what? Revealing sva vishayam. Sva vishaya vyanjana samartham. Okay, shrotram. Ear is capable of revealing its own given object called sound. Now you can apply this for all other senses. Shrotram, Chakshuhu, every indriyam is capable of what now? Svavishaya vyanjana samartham, revealing its own respective object. Okay, therefore, but it is fine, but now svavishaya vyanjana samartham shrotrasya. This capability, this capacity, okay, now it is capable. How does it become capable? Isn't it? Because this capability is called what? Samarthyam. Shrotrasya samarthyam. You have to see the two different words. Samartham, samarthyam. Samarthyam is noun. Capability, capacity. Isn't it? So capability, srotrasya samarthyam, this capacity or the capability of this sense organs, capability of what? Revealing, being able to reveal or bring to light its respective sense objects. Swaswa, swaswa, vishaya, vyanjana, samarthyam. Isn't it? The capability, the capacity to bring their own objects to light, samarthyam, is not intrinsic. This capacity, the capability, does it belong to the sense power? Does it have its own intrinsic capacity, capability? That's a very important thing now. Okay, the capability, now it is capable, then it has capability, that does the capability is intrinsic. Intrinsic means what? Is it of its own? If the capability of the sense organs, now in bringing these objects to light, is intrinsic, if it is their own, then they should be able to function, isn't it, on their own, in the absence of Atma. Isn't it? But they can't. Therefore, that's what he is saying. See, I had to make it very clear, and I had to tell you this much, huh? One line. That swavishaya, say no?
Swavishaya.
Vyanjana. Samarthyam. Swavishaya vyanjana samarthyam shrotrasya. Vyanjana samarthyam shrotrasya. Nasyat. It is not possible. Okay? This capability will not be there for the sense organ. The capacity to reveal the objects to light will not be there for the sense object, sense organs, if there is no conscious being apart from the sense power. It is not intrinsic means what? It is borrowing. If it is borrowing means what? It, there must be something who is lending. And the one who is lending also cannot be what now? Lending must be conscious principle as there is actually, isn't it? So what he says, therefore he says, and what is that which lends consciousness? A conscious principle, the sentiency, consciousness is lent to these sense organs and the mind. But to be able to lend means them, it must be a conscious principle by itself. Isn't it? Therefore he says, what is that? He says, Chaitanya.
He.
Atma Jyotishi.
Nitye.
Asamhate.
Sarvantare.
Sati. Bhavati. See, Samarthyam Bhavati. You have to say that. Sva Vishaya Vyanjana Samarthyam Shrotrasya Bhavati. Simple sentence. I am going to teach you Sanskritam also hereafter. Shrotrasya, say no?
Shrotrasya.
Vyanjana Samarthyam
Bhavati.
The ear has the capability of revealing the objects. Sva Vishaya Vyanjana Samarthyam Shrotrasya Bhavati. The ear has the capacity to reveal its own object. Bhavati. Katham Bhavati. How does it happen? He says, Sati. Sati means what now? If it is. Only if it is. If it is means what is it? What should be there? Only if there is. Sati means only in the presence of, only if there is. What should be there? Chaitanya. Chaitanya means what now? Consciousness. Okay, Chaitanyam Asti. So it is Chaitanya Sati. It's called Sati Saptami. Okay, when the consciousness is, okay, only if the consciousness is Chaitanyam, consciousness, you know. And what is Chaitanyam? He Atma Jyotish. Atma Jyotish, with the light of the self. Consciousness is what now? The light of the self. Atma Jyotihi. Okay, Atma Jyoti. Now he is defining the Atma as what now? Consciousness. Because the student knows now, that's the self, Atma. He's going to tell now. So Atma Jyotishi, all locative case, all the words mean the same. Chaitanyam, which is Atma Jyotish, Atma Jyotihi. In locative it is Atma Jyotishi. Chaitanyam, Atma Jyotishi. Then what is this Atma? Nityam. Atma Nityaha, Nitye. Okay, Nityaha Atma. And the Chaitanyam is what? Chaitanyam is Nityam. Chaitanyam is the light of the self. And also what now? Asamhatam. Okay, Asamhatam. Asamhatam, which is not a part or product or the property of the body, mind, sense complex. Okay, Sarvantare. So Asamhate means which is a non-composite entity. Asamhate, Asamhatam. Sarvantare, say no?
Sarvantare.
See, Sarvantare means Sarvantaraha Atma, innermost. I'll explain to you, I have to explain every word now. Sir, I'm just giving you the first word means, okay? Sarvantara means what? Innermost. Sarvesham antaram, inside, inner, okay? Like that, sarvantaram. Sarvantaram means innermost. Okay, he says, sati bhavati. Sati means only if there is conscious, the innermost self, the light which is the light of self, which is eternal and which is non-composite entity. Okay, which is a non-composite, which is not a part of the body mind's complex, and that Atma, only in the presence of that Atma, Sati. Sati means only if this consciousness is, which consciousness, which only if this Atma Jyotihi is there, only if the light of self is there. What is that light of self? Consciousness, isn't it? Light is the light, consciousness, the light, the light, the self, the light. Okay? And which is also what? Eternal. And which is asamhataha. Sati bhavati. Na asati. Na asati. If the Atma is not there, then the senses cannot function. The senses will not have the capability. Asati samarthyam na bhavati. You have to say that. Atmani asati. Atmani asati. In the absence of Atma, samarthyam na bhavati. In the presence of Atma, samarthyam bhavati. But Atma never become absent. Therefore, no problem. But what happens, what he says, in the presence of Atma alone, they become capable of functioning, revealing their own objects. Asati, in the absence, if the Atma is not there, then they cannot function, they do not have the capacity to reveal their objects. That means what? The capability is not their own, intrinsic. It is borrowed. Have you got it? Have you got it, Richard G?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Therefore, what is that Atma? He is explaining. Every word you see. See, Chaitanyam, when you say, what is this Atma? Atma is consciousness. Okay, Atma is consciousness. Now, he defines the Atma as consciousness. And what is consciousness? Jyotihi, Atma Jyotihi. You're going to see later on the thing, Atma Jyotihi. This self-effulgent self. Then, Nityaha, this consciousness is not like, it doesn't have what, no, doesn't have any of those, na drishyam. You have to see both now, you have to think, compare. What is the material thing? The body minds complex is drishyam. Atma is what now? Na drishyaha. Don't say adrishya, okay? Na drishyaha. This is bhautikam. This is abhautikaha. Atma is abhautikaha. And it is what now? Savikari. Savikari. It is savikara. This body minds complex is what now? Savikaratvam. Atma is avikaraha. Na savikaraha. And sagunaha. Atma is nirgunaha. Body means complex is what now? Sagunam. This is Atma is nirgunaha. And agama apaye, whereas this is nityaha. And think, then the body means complex is what now? Samhatam, isn't it? It is every body means complex, everything is what now? Samhatam. It's the composite entities. Whereas Atma is asamhataha. Now he says here, asamhataha. Atma is asamhataha. Why? Because we say the physical body also is a composite entity, and the sukshma sharira, sorry, the sthula shariram, sukshma shariram also is what? Composite entity. And even you can go to that extent, even karana shariram also. Karana shariram also is a composite entity. Composite of what? Three gunas, three shaktis. One karana shariram, one cause, prakriti, is what now? There's three gunas, isn't it? What three shaktis? Remember that? Dravya shaktihi, jnana shaktihi, kriya shaktihi. Again, three, of course, three are subtle, and this the composite of three powers is what now?
Maya.
Even, isn't it, even karana shariram also is what now? Is a composite entity. But this Atma is no completely nirgunaha, asamhataha. Isn't it? Therefore, that is, it is nityaha asamhataha, asamhate, and then sarvantaraha. Sarvantaraha. Sarvantaraha means what now? Because Atma is not a part of the physical body. Part of the physical body. Or not the product of the physical body. Property of the physical body. Isn't it? And Atma is what now? Innermost. Innermost, you know, it is internal to the body. Internal means not inside anything. I'll explain to you now. Is different from this, isn't it? Then, what about the sukshma? So, Atma is a, what is internal to the physical body is the sukshma shariram. Interior, isn't it? But sukshma, Atma is not the part of the sukshma also. Therefore, what now? What happens now? Atma is interior, even more interior, isn't it? Yes. Innermost. Not in the sukshma, not even the mind. Therefore, then what is this Atma then? The innermost self. This is where he wants to say Atma is not, it's a subtle negation. You see, therefore Atma is not the body. Sarvantaraha, when you say, Sarvesham antaraha bhavati means what? Ante bhavati means not the inside of the body mind's complex. Atma is not the body mind's complex. What is it clear now? Therefore, Atma is consciousness. He defends Atma is consciousness. Therefore, here Atma is what now? Therefore, the Shrotra means Atma. Atma is what now? Consciousness. Therefore, Shrotra means what? Ear of the ear means, second ear means what? Consciousness. I got the point? Shrotra means Atma, the innermost self. Then Atma is consciousness. Therefore, Shrotra means what now? Means consciousness. Okay? Without that consciousness, the innermost self, this capability is not possible on the part of this body-mind complex. Because it's not intrinsic. So, asati, in the absence of, if it is not there, if the Atma is not there, what Atma? He gives so many words. Chaitanye, Chaitanye, Atma Jyotishi, Asamhate, Sarvantare. Okay, Sandharvantara means innermost. No, it's Sharirasya Antaha, Sukshma Sharirasya Antaha, Panasya Antaha, Manasaha Antaha. Antaha means what? No, not. Okay, Sarvantara means that is the self of self, isn't it? Beyond which you can't go anymore. What is in the physical body? Sukshma. Isn't it? Sukshma means what? Sense powers, powers of organs of actions, pranas. And then mind. And what is beyond mind? What then after that? Consciousness. And after that, that's all. Okay. This is Sarvantara. Have you got to me Sarvantara now? So, this is all, how long, you see, this is a negation. Therefore, Atma is not the body, Atma is not the senses, Atma is not the, not any of this material products. Atma is what? No, Chaitanyam. Therefore, what does the word Shrotra mean? Atma. So, Shrotra means what? No, consciousness. Why? In the absence, if this Atma Chaitanyam is not there, then Samarthyam na bhavati. Asati, Chaitanye asati, Samarthyam na bhavati. Chaitanye sati, Samarthyam bhavati. I got it? Chaitanye sati, Samarthyam, Vyanjana Samarthyam bhavati. Chaitanye asati, Vyanjana Samarthyam na bhavati. So, Samarthyam, isn't it? Not intrinsic, borrowed. So, that from where Samarthyam is borrowed is the Atma. How do you get it? That from where the Samarthyam is borrowed is the Atma. That is Chaitanyam. Okay, now the student is going to ask now. अतः श्रोत्रस्य श्रोत्रम् इत्यादि उपपद्यते. Therefore, it is श्रोत्रस्य श्रोत्रम् इत्यादि उपपद्यते. Therefore, this answer of mine is proper. Is it clear now? It is proper. And in this context, we'll stop 1 second and I'll tell you. This actually Swamiji gives some explanation in this context. Okay? What he's asking, why? Now this one can, come on, now you are saying, now you, after I ask this, what does the word Shrotra mean when I asked, specifically when I asked you? You are using two words, Shrotrasya, Shrotra means. I know the Shrotrasya, first Shrotrasya, the word Shrotram, I know the meaning. The second Shrotram, the meaning of second word Shrotram, I don't understand. I asked you. It's indirect answer. You didn't give me the direct answer. Now when I asked you, now you are telling me what is now Chaitanyam and Atma Jyotihi. It is the self which is the innermost. Innermost means which is not a part, which is Asamhatam. Which is not a part, product or property of the body, mind and complex. Atma Jyotihi, no, Sarvantaraha, Atma, which is a Jyotihi, which is a Chaitanyam. self-revealing consciousness. You said this. Therefore, now you are giving me, you define Atma as consciousness, isn't it? Then you say this Shrotram is Atma. Therefore, Shrotram is consciousness. Now you say this. You could have easily told me earlier, Shrotra means Atma is consciousness. Why didn't you directly give me the answer, consciousness? This Swamiji is okay. Shankara's ego is little wahan. I want to tell you this, because really it's good. Why didn't you say Atma? What is the year of the year? Consciousness is the year of the... Consciousness is the... Isn't it? It is Atma, it is consciousness, because of which sense organs function. Because of which the body mind's complex functions. Why didn't you not give me direct answer as consciousness, Chaitanyam? Why did you use the word Shrotram instead of using the word Chaitanyam? In the says, if the teacher told directly Chaitanyam, the what would the student have done? Immediately, he would have started looking for the meaning of the word Chaitanyam in a dictionary. That means what? Because any word uttered, look at this, any word uttered relates to, you know, an object. Any shabda, any word, always indicates an object. Object means what? Object of your knowledge, isn't it? So, mic immediately indicates an object, Chaitanyam. Also, this person would have started searching for Chaitanyam as one of the objects he is searching for. It's a very important lesson. Why Upanishad is not giving a direct answer? Why Upanishad presents an indirect answer? Direct answer is given means it will have been one word, and the direct answer will actually, any answer is in the form of words only. And what, any word you hear, immediately you start looking for the meaning of the words. Please, important point I'm saying. Any answer consists of words. And once the answer is given, direct answer is given, then you will see the meaning of the words. And meaning of any word is nothing but an object. An Atma that is to be understood here happens to not to be an object, happens to be the very subject. The student wants you to, you know, prevent you from looking for the Atma as an object. Even if either you look outside, or there are people who will stop seeing outside and they'll start seeing, looking for the Atma inside also. That means when you, let me sit and meditate, let me search for the Atma inside. Whether you search for the Atma inside or outside, waiting for it to happen, then that will not work. Atma is neither available inside nor available outside as an object, because Atma is the one, very one who is searching. Okay? You get the point?
Why does it call innermost? Sarvanta.
I'm coming to the point, Rajit. It's okay. So, therefore, it should, because we will search for innermost means Sarvantara means, that I'm saying. That is why Sarvantara we have to explain now. So, here, this, we look for an object. So, word can indicate only an object. suddenly the teacher gives the means, okay, what is that which is behind these things? Atma, the Chaitanyam. We say, you will look for an object, either inside or outside. Inside also, anything, a meaning of any word, any meaning of any word which indicates something which is inside also is what object only. Outside also is object only. Isn't it? Therefore, the teacher did not want to give you direct answer. Because it is natural for the human mind to go in search of the objects. Because that is what the word does. A word will immediately drive you to see the meaning of the word. And the meaning of any word is only an object. Either you will start looking for the object outside, or you will sit in meditation and you will start looking for the object inside. It is not at all an object. And here it's a teaching, it's just a negation. Therefore, what now? Because Atma is asamhataha, it is not a part of any of this, not a property of any of this, not a product of any of this. It is something very distinct, different. That is why the teacher didn't want to give the direct answer. Sarvantaraha, Atma is sarvantaraha, innermost, because see, the sthulam is also, sthulam functions because of what? Sukshma. Sukshma functions because of what? So therefore, sukshma is the innermost. Sukshma is inner with reference to the sthula. Isn't it? And sukshma functions because of what? Consciousness. Well, what is the innermost? Consciousness. That because of which it functions. At least sukshma, now can say consciousness, because of consciousness alone, even the karana shariram has existence. Through karana shariram, and then this sukshma shariram also becomes manifest. Through sukshma, sthulam becomes manifest. So consciousness really illumines even the external world, how what? Through the sthulam. Isn't it? So through the sthulam, it illumines the external world. And through the sukshma, it illumines the sthulam. Through the karanam, it illumines the sukshma. You had to include karanam also. It will become more advanced now. Therefore, it is the innermost. The capability, does it need to do any action to make them functional also? No. Does it need to do anything? It is mere presence. Sannidhi matrena. Mere presence. That is why we call it Atma is akarta also. So without any prayatna, without any prayatna, without any karma, there is no effort, there is no action on the part of this Chaitanyam. So the Samarthyam belongs to what now? The Vyanjana Samarthyam is originally, intrinsically belongs to what? Chaitanyam only. Isn't the capability, the capacity to illumine all of them. Intrinsically belongs to the consciousness. That is how consciousness is. That is sarvantara. So this consciousness, which sarvantara means actually, what is it which has become this? Physical body, or the sukshma, or the karanam, isn't it? So, for all of them, or all of them have the capability now, because the very existence is because of what? Consciousness only. Like it's like saying now, sarvantaraha, sarvantaram jalam. Sarvantaram jalam, when you say, no, sarvatarangantaram jalam. Sarvatarangantaram jalam. What does it mean? The innermost of every wave is water. Sarvataranga antaram jalam. Sarvatarangantaram jalam. Sarvasamudrantaram jalam. That just, because it's not many, not layers or anything. Sarvantaram, when you say, you can, sarvantaram means what? Why you say antaram? You, that reach, and arriving at which you cannot go further. Innermost, we say. Because there is no external, internal for the Atma, isn't it? Atma has nothing external. Atma has nothing internal. See, with, from the standpoint of the universe, body is for you, but now the external world, from the standpoint of the body, the world is external, isn't it? The standpoint of the human, the physical body, sukshma is internal. There's no real, there's no such thing called external, internal, really speaking. Purely a relative term, isn't it? Because why we have to talk about it? Because we have essence already where? In the body mind is complex. Atma buddhihi, where is it atma buddhihi? We simply say chaitanyam, conscious thing. Then it is also possible for the body is conscious. If atma is consciousness. If I am the body. Atma is consciousness, body is conscious, if Atma is the body, if I am the body. But here it has to be negated. The idea has to be negated, isn't it? So he has to say here what now, this physical body, isn't it? Antaram means, from the standpoint of the world, the body is antaha. Isn't it? From the standpoint of physical body, again, you say sukshma is innermost, interior, isn't it? And from the standpoint of sukshma, again, can say sense powers and powers of organs of actions and pranas, mind is, there again, mind is innermost. And again, what is innermost and what is beyond, after the mind, what is there? Consciousness. After consciousness, therefore, innermost. Sarvantaryami. Conscious one is a sarvantaryami, also we say. That which is there in all the minds. Antaryami. One who is there. Antaryami means not that one who goes and comes outside or inside. Not that. That's the meaning. That which is available only as the innermost self. See, even to get the meaning of the word self, the I and the self, isn't it? I is a first person singular pronoun. Self is a reflexive pronoun. Actually, I is okay, but self means that must be the same of all the I's, isn't it? That is how we arrive at this innermost. Hope I made it little clear. Not very clear.
It risks the same problem, using the word innermost, as all those other words. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
It's just something which becomes another object for the person to look for.
Sarvantara.
Yeah. That's the risk. That's why I query.
Yeah. That's why he says here, you know, it's going to continue, isn't it? Then he wants to say, the idea, what he want to convey is, this vyanjana samarthyam natu na bhavati, no, this capacity to reveal the object, its own object is not possible on the part of the senses, if there is no, in the absence of consciousness. Only if this consciousness is, then this capacity is, capability is there. Therefore, this capacity to reveal is not its own, intrinsic. It is borrowed. That's what he wants to say. And what is that, from where it is borrowing? He describes it as sarvantaraha, atmajyotihi. No? Nityam. Chaitanyam, he says. Okay. This is, no, Swamiji here stops and says, why he did not give the direct answer. Now Shankara says, isn't it? Chaitanyam. The meaning of the word Shrotram is consciousness is given. Meaning of the word Shrotram is Atma. Atma is consciousness. Isn't this? It is the self which is the meant by the word Shrotram. Other Shrotram. If it is the self, what is self? It is consciousness. Therefore, Shrotram means consciousness. Chaitanyam. So why he did not directly give the word Chaitanyam? Shrotram is equal to Chaitanyam. Why he did not give? Because then he will search for Chaitanyam as an object. To stop that, he did not give the direct answer. That's all the answer here. Why he did not give the direct answer? Still it won't be clear. See, there was a long bhashyam we have, Radhanji. You are sitting there. You know, in the form of the Apurva, so there's a big long bhashyam is there. Your friend is there sitting. Okay, now Shankara, what does he do? Therefore, the answer is correct. He says, okay, ataha. Shrotrasya shrotram ityadi upapadyate. Therefore, it befits this answer is correct. Thereafter, tathacha shrutyantarani. Now, what he does, Shankara does, Radhiji, shrutyantarani. Shrutyantarani, there are also other Shruti statements. Shruti he means here Vedaha. And here Shruti statements means he quotes from other Upanishads. See, whenever Shankara writes anything, he will quote only from Upanishads in support of his arguments. Anything he presents, he quotes from other Upanishads also. Tathacha also Shrutyantarani. Shrutyantaram means what? Other Upanishadic statements. Not only this Upanishadic statement, there are also other Upanishadic statements. What are they? Atmana eva.
Atmana eva.
Ayam.
Ayam.
Jyotishaste.
Jyotishaste.
Atmana eva ayam jyotishaste. Ayam jyotishaha na te jyotishaste. Ayam jyotishaste atmana eva. Because of the atma alone, because of the self alone. That means what? Now all his effort is to prove that sense organs, body, mind, sense complex is inert by itself. It doesn't have the capability to be conscious and sentient by itself. That means it is borrowing its consciousness, sentiency from the Atma. That is what he teaches, making it very clear. The teacher's effort now is to make the student understand, already he has understood, this it doesn't belong to the body mind's complex. This capability doesn't belong to the body mind's complex. That means they are inert by themselves. How they are inert, how they cannot function on their own, he is proving. So that it will help the student to definitely distinguish the Atma. So he will negate the body mind's complex as Anatma. That's why he is trying now. Even now he is saying, he is quoting other Shruti's sentences. Everywhere it says, Atmana eva ayam jyotishaste. It's because of Atma alone, this shines. He quotes. Tasya bhasa sarvamidam vibhati. At least this you know. Tasya bhasa Sarvam idam vibhati. So because of the light of consciousness alone, Atma alone, all this shines. Understand now? So here why he quotes this Adiji? Okay. Yena Suryaha Tapati Tejasa Iddhaha Ityadini. Ityadini means what? No? Such, thus, and so on. Like this, there are so many Shruti statements. So what he says, Tasya bhasa sarvamidam vibhati. Because of that light of consciousness alone, all this is, all that is here shines. Then one more thing is, Yena suryaha tapati tejasa iddhaha. Yena suryaha tapati tejasa iddhaha. Yena tejasa iddhaha suryaha tapati. Yena tejasa, by whose consciousness alone, okay, because of whose tejas alone, iddaha, being lighted, okay, being lighted up by that Atma alone, consciousness alone, suryaha tapati, is sun shines. Sun shines and sun illumines the whole jagat. How? Because of the light of consciousness alone. Being lighted up by consciousness alone, because the light of consciousness alone, the sun illumines the jagat. Yena tejasa iddaha. Iddaha means what now? Iddaha is from the dhatu ind. Seventh conjugation, okay? Indhate, when you say ind, okay? So, iddhaha is a participle there. Lighted up by, lit by the consciousness alone. This, now the sun is bright and brilliant and shines, and the sun illumines the whole, the capacity on the part of the sun to illumine the jagat also is because of the consciousness alone. And because of consciousness alone, the whole, this universe shines. Tasya bhasa idam sarvam vibhati. Okay, so, iddaha is a participle. Lighted up. Iddaha is the participle of the verb indhate, indhidatu. So, indhanam means fuel. Indh. Okay, these are all the Shruti quotations. I'll quote the quotations first, then I will go to see the meaning also again. Thereafter, he quotes from the Smriti. Having quoted the Shruti, Shankara also quotes Smriti. He always likes Gita. So, he quotes, Yadadityagatam tejo,
Jagad bhasayate khilam, Vasayate kilam, Yachandramasi yachagnau, Yachandramasi yachagnau, Tattejo vidhi mamakam, Tejo vidhi mamakam. I'm giving the full verse now because mamakam tatteja. I wanted to tell you this. Yadadityagatam tejah, jagad bhasayate khilam, yachandramasi, yachagnau, tattejo, Vidhimamakam.
Krishna says in Gita, he Arjuna, okay, tat tejaha mamakam vidhi. That tejas, that light is my light. Know that light to be me, which is you. Okay, mamakam tejaha vidhi. That tejas belongs to me. That light belongs to me. That kepati belongs to me. That means what? No. That tejas is what? Mamakam means that is that consciousness part is I am. Okay? I am the consciousness part, which is you.
How is it you?
I have to listen. Okay? Okay, he says, Yad Aditya Gatam Tejaha. One second, I'll tell you. Aditya Gatam Tejaha. There is Tejas in Aditya, the sun. Okay? The illumining capacity in the sun is called Aditya Gatam Tejaha. Then, Yadaditya, that Yad Basayate Akhilam Jagat. So, the illumining capacity in the sun, which alone illumines the whole universe. You know, this Akhilam Jagat Basayate, which illumines the whole Jagat. Yad Chandramasi. And also, the, not only that light, you know, the illumining capacity in the sun, illumining capacity in the moon, then Yad Chandramasi Yaccha Agno. The heat, the brilliance, isn't it? The illumining capacity or the heat and of the intrinsic properties of fire, the intrinsic property of the moon, intrinsic property of this, not that thing intrinsic, isn't it? Anything which is seems to be intrinsic in anything is actually because of me. Because of my, the intrinsic capability of anything, which seems to be intrinsic, doesn't belong to them actually. It is my intrinsic power, which means the power of consciousness, the light of consciousness alone. So he also quotes one more, the mamakam, when you say that is the consciousness, the capability of anything intrinsically belongs to consciousness, isn't it? Relatively belongs to what now? The objects also. That means that which the intrinsic, that which has its intrinsic capability alone can lend the capability to other things also. It is consciousness, isn't it? That's what he wants to say. Therefore, tasya bhasa sarvamidam vibhati. We have to take that now to understand this in sarvantara. Okay? How this, now when you say all these objects, external objects, you know, the whole world is known only in the form of five different objects. And nothing is known as a sixth object. Isn't it clear or not? Mm-hmm. Anything known is only as the five, or not the five objects. So the, all the five objects are dependent on what? They shine. Do they shine on their own? Do they have the capacity to reveal their presence by themselves? Is it intrinsic? No. Means the, because the borrowed light, lent light alone, they shine. And what is the light which really lends light, you know, to these say, different objects? Respective sense organ. Therefore, the sense organ becomes the sarvantaram from the standpoint of the sense object. The standpoint of the sense object, what is antaram? Is sense organ. And then the sense powers also, you know, the sense powers have the vyanjana samarthyam, capacity to reveal those sense objects. But do they have their own capacity to reveal the objects? No. They do not have their own capacity. How do we know? When the mind goes to sleep, and they also remain, they also go behind the mind to sleep. If the mind goes off, if the senses can function on their own, then we can say, what now? Oh, they have intrinsic capability. Swakiyam vyanjana samarthyam nasti. Isn't it? They do not have. Therefore, mind is inner, isn't it? Interior to the senses. Now the mind also goes off and mind wakes up. The mind goes off, does consciousness go off? Isn't it? Here you have to remember one thing. I taught you in Dakshinamurti Stotram also that, see, the non-functioning of the sense organs, body, mind, and complex does not mean the non-existence of the consciousness. body imagines complex being non-functional does not make the consciousness non-existent. The body is not active. The body is lying like a log of wood in sleep. Isn't it? Because why the body is inactive, non-active? Because sense organs of actions have been resolved or resolved. Why? Because sense powers are also resolved. All these 10 indriyani, okay? Pancha jnana indriyani, pancha karma indriyani, that's all. All the 10 indriyani remain resolved. The resolve means the body becomes inactive. I mean, non-active, non-functional, isn't it? So, body becomes inactive, isn't it? When they resolve, why do they resolve? Because mind is resolved. So, mind is also resolved. Mind also is non-functional. The mind is non-functional. Sense powers and powers of organs of actions are non-functional. Therefore, the physical body also becomes non-functional. So, this whole body, mind, sense complex being non-functional, does it mean the consciousness is consciousness also is non-existent? No. Then still consciousness is existent. Isn't it? Therefore, similarly what it wants us to convey is the consciousness is the innermost. Innermost means what now? It is always, it is there. Being aware of the activities or the non-functional, functional conditions of the body maintenance complex. The innermost has to be understood only in this respect. Sarvantara. Why you have to say sarvantara? Because suppose sense organs are dependent on the sense objects to come to light, then it wouldn't have been innermost. We can't talk about it. Because they're external from the standpoint of the sense organs. And sense organs are external from the standpoint of the mind. And mind is external from the standpoint of the consciousness. But consciousness is neither internal nor external to anything. Have you got it? Not it.
Yes.
What's the time?
4:15.
I have not done anything. I just started the class. It can't be 1:15, Peter G.
12.
Okay, we'll read it now. Tathacha
Shrutyantarani
Atmanayeva
Ayam Jyoti Shaste
Tasya Bhasa Sarvamidam Vibhati
Yena Suryaha Tapasti
Tejasa Iddhaha
Ityadini.
So he gives 3 quotations from the Upanishad. There is 1 quotation from Bhagavad Gita. Oh, one more he gives. Yadadityagatam
tejo
Jagat bhasayate akhilam. One more thing. Kshetram kshetri
Tatha
kritsnam
Prakashayati
Bharata. So kshetri kshetram kritsnam prakashayati. Kritsnam means entire. Kritsnam means what? Entire. Entire kshetram. Okay? The entire kshetra. What is kshetram? An object of knowledge is kshetram. The whole jagat is kshetram. The mind is kshetram. Sense organs are kshetram. Body is kshetram. The whole jagat is what? Kshetram. And who is kshetri? The innermost self. innermost means what? Walked inside and see their innermost. Not walking inside and coming outside. That because of which alone all these things, okay, function is said to be the innermost. Sarvantara. Look at this. You can say the Vishayasya Antara. Look at this. Atma Vishayasya Antara. Vishayasya Antaraha. Indriyanam Antaraha. Manasaha Antaraha. Buddhehe Antaraha. Ahankarasya Antaraha. Okay. Sarvesham Antaraha. Sarvantaraha. So he says, Kshetri. Kritsnam Kshetram. Kshetri Kritsnam Kshetram Prakashayati Bharata. He Arjuna, Bharata Prakashayati means illumines. What illumines? Who illumines? Kshetri. Who is Kshetri? Who is the Kshetri? So, Sarvan. Therefore, Kshetram, Kritsnam Kshetram Kshetri Prakashayati. Kshetri Kritsnam Kshetram Prakashayati. The Kshetri, the Atma, illumines this entire Kshetram. Ityadi Gitasu. Ityadi Gitasu. Gitasu puru, because of respect, okay? In Bhagavad Gita also, these are the quotations. All these reveal what? It is the Atma Chaitanyam which alone lends this consciousness and sentiency to these inert material body mansions complex. Thereby they become functional. That's the meaning. I now of course cut off Katakecha Nityaha Anityanam Chetanaha Achetananam Iti. So Nityaha Anityanam, of all the time bound objects, what is the eternal thing in all the time bound things is the Atma. Of all the time-bound objects, what is eternal is the Atma. And of all the conscious beings also, conscious things, the consciousness is the Atma. Consciousness aspect is the Atma. Now we have conscious human beings, we are all conscious beings. Of the conscious beings, what is Atma here? Pure consciousness is the Atma. Chetananam, achetananam, chetanam. You know what I'm saying? Of all the, in all the inert beings, that which is, there's the consciousness, is what? No, consciousness aspect is the Atma, is the consciousness aspect. Chetanaha Chetananam Iti. Chetanaha Chetananam Iti. Srotradyeva Sarvasya Atma Bhutam Chetanam,
Chetanam
Iti Prasiddham.
Okay.
Shrotradi Eva Sarvasya Atma Bhutam Chetanam Iti Prasiddham Tad Iha Nivartyate. So now that doubt is removed. What is it now? It is very, very well known. What is that? Shrotradi Sarvasya Atma Bhutam. So that which is the innermost self of all of them is the consciousness, isn't it? That way, that doubt is now removed. What is that now? Even though I use the word Shrotram, you know, Shrotradi means all the Shrotrasya Shrotram, Manasaha Manaha. When I say all those words actually mean what now? The innermost self, the consciousness alone. And how it is now? Asti kimapi. Vidvad buddhigamyam. Sarvantaratamam. So in this counter strategy, I think I'll explain next class. It will become very clear what you asked, no? Why sarvantara? How sarvantara? That will become much clearer when I explain the following sentences. Okay, maybe next class. Kutastam, ajam, ajaram, amritam, abhayam, shrotradehe apishrotradi, tat samarthya, nimittam, iti, prativachanam, shabdhartaha, cha, upapadyate eva. With this, he has finished now sutra. Okay. Asti kimapi vidvad buddhi gamyam. Therefore, there is something which is to be understood, which, what now? Vidvad buddhi gamyam. Which is buddhi gamyam. Vidvad buddhi gamyam means what now? The mind which is vidvad buddhi means the mind which is adequately sharp and steady and pure. Sadhana chatushtaya sampanna buddhi gamyam. Understand now? The mind which is ready. That vastu, that atma chaitanyam, because of which alone body mentions complex becomes conscious and sentient, that becomes understandable, attainable, reachable in terms of knowledge only for whom? For the sharp, the mind which is ready, pure and steady. The vidvad buddhi gamyam. Okay, no? Vidvad buddhi means what now? Not ordinary person's buddhi gamyam. Vidvad buddhi gamyam. Vidvad buddhi means, don't take wise person here. Here it means the mind which is prepared. That which is knowable for the prepared mind. Recognizable for the prepared mind. Sarvantaratamam. So the innermost. Sarvantara he said. Now he is sarvantaratamam. Sarvantara means inner. Sarvantaratara, inner, more inner, isn't it? Inner more. And in sarvantaratamam, innermost. Kutastam. Kutastam means what? Changeless. Absolutely changeless. Ajam. Ajam means what? Unborn. Ajaram. Ajaram means what now? That which doesn't become old. Amritam. Amritam means what now? That which does not, you know, subject to death. Abhayam. That which fear, that which is free from all the anxiety, fear, etc. Abhayam, shrotradehe, that is called consciousness, all Atma. This is what the Atma is. What is Atma? Atma is consciousness. What is consciousness? Abhayam, amritam, ajaram, ajam, kotastam, sarvantratamam, vidvadbuddhigamyam, shrotradehe, apishrotradi, tat samartya nimittam. Therefore, shrotradehe apishrotradi means, this is what is the ear of the ear, etc. This consciousness, Atma, is said to be what now? Ear of the ear, mind of the mind, etc. And that consciousness, what now? Tat samarthya nimittam. Tat samarthya nimittam means what now? This is actually the cause of their capability. This is what is that samarthya nimittam. This is what is the responsible for their capacities. Samarthya nimittam. Iti prativachanam. Shabdartha. Upapadyate eva. Therefore, like this, the answer, the meaning of the word shrotra, the meaning of the word shrotram, second shrotram becomes very clear. What is the meaning of the word now? Shrotra says shrotram. We are going to see, okay, only half bhasham is over, okay? Half more is there. Only when you finish the whole bhasham, you all will become very, very, very wise. You will become very clear. Can I stop the class? Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.